My Rebbe, Rav Volbe Zatzal, Rav Shlomo Volbe, used to always refer to Parshas Chayesara as the Parsha that teaches us about the small things. We see throughout the Parsha, there's many stories that seemingly go into detail in areas that we don't necessarily need so much detail. The story of Rivka, of Eliezer, finding Rivka Imenu as a wife for Yitzchak, goes into great detail of Avram Avinu buying the Maris HaMachpelah. Throughout the Parsha, we see that there's some extra, what would seem like some extra words, but yet, from all of these stories, there's so much we can learn. I still remember that Rav Pam Zatzal, the Rashiv of Torah Vadas, used to give a famous shir of Parshas Chayesara on dating. And I went once with a friend, we drove from Lakewood to be there by the shir. We were in that stage of our lives, we were dating. And after the shir, my friend who had been exposed to some of the, he had looked up and read on some of the more psychological issues in terms of dating, even in the secular world, and he was blown away. And he told me, he says, you don't understand, in 40 minutes from the psukim of Parshas Chayesara, Rav Pam gleaned what you hear and read in all the psychology books that have to do with dating. So there's so much that we can get from these parshias, not only in terms of our learning, but also, more importantly, in terms of our living. The pasuk begins at the beginning of the parsha that talks about the life of Sarah, a very famous Rashi, that the reason why it's spelled out Me'ashana, Ve'esrim Shana, Ve'sheva Shanim, instead of saying 127 years, it says 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. Rashi says that Sarah, at all the different stages of her life, as a child of 7, as a young adult of 20, and as an older person of 100, all those years of her life were shava, were equal in terms of her avodas Hashem and her ability to thrive. When you think about it, though, there's so much we can learn from this. Sarah did not have an easy life. Her entire goal was to have a child, and she was not zeicha to have a child till much later on in life. How can we say that at 100, when she had the child, and she already was a mother, was the same when she was 20? How can we say that when she was 7, which was before she went through the trauma of being taken by Paro and being taken Avimelech, that she was the same way? But the message is obviously very clear to us. The point of Sarah Imenu is that she had such belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that regardless of where I am the same person. Whether everything is great in my life or whether I'm going through Nisyonis, whether I'm fulfilling my tafkid as a mother or whether I'm still waiting for that special event, regardless of where I am in my life, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, and therefore my simcha and my avodas Hashem are in exactly the same place. It's obviously a message for all of us as we go through different ups and downs in our life. The goal should always be that we are someone, we're a person who can have our emunah and bitachin and our simchas achayim the same, regardless of what's going on, because those are externals. And if we truly believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us only what we're supposed to have, then we can truly understand and appreciate that stage of our life, regardless of the difficulties that arise. We go after Sarah Imenu's death, we go through again what seems a little bit wordy, the purchase of the Maris HaMachpelah. And Avram Avinu has a discussion with the king, and he, in terms of buying, and it goes to the pasuk says Vayishma, and Avram heard. The whole situation is strange because originally the king tells him, "Take whatever you want, right? Wherever you between, we're friends. Nasi alakim atab seichenu." And as someone of you, it's an honor for us. Don't worry about the money. And Avram says, Vayishma Avram el Ephron. And Avram heard Ephron. What does it mean that he heard him? Such an important lesson for those of us who are either working with those that are struggling, are there to support those that are struggling. Avram Avinu had that ability to hear even the things that weren't being said. Avram Avinu had the ability to realize that although Ephron was saying, take for free, Avram understood that he wanted to get paid as well. The goal of everyone is, when dealing with interpersonal relationships, is not always to hear the words, but to be able to read between the lines. Famous story of a Talmud who came to his Rebbe and asked if he's allowed to use milk for the Arba Kaisis. He had nothing. Times were very difficult. He couldn't afford wine. Can he use milk for the Arba Kaisis? And the Rav said, I'll tell you, I think you should use wine. And he gave him hundreds of dollars to buy wine. Talmidim asked the Rebbe afterwards, why you give him so much money? Wine doesn't cost that much. And he said, don't you realize if he's talking about using milk for the Arba Kaisis, it means he doesn't have meat for the Seder either. A Rebbe heard much more than what the Talmud was telling him. He was talking about the Arba Kaisis. The Rebbe heard about the Suda as well. And that's what it is when we support people and when we are there for them, not to listen to their words, even at the times that they push us away, when they say, please don't, you know, I don't need your help. Sometimes they taka don't, but sometimes we need to realize that that child or that friend who's maybe being most difficult is really the one who's asking and crying out for the most help. We need to emulate Avraham Avinu and be able to be the Vayishma, to be able to truly hear what's being said, even if it's something that is not being so clearly enumerated by the person. And then finally we come later on in the parasha to the death of Avraham Avinu. And so just again, the words, Ba Bayomim, that he lived his days, that each day counted for Avraham Avinu. And there's so many lessons from that as well. The obvious lesson is that each day counts. But more than that is that even Avraham Avinu understood, one of the others, that sometimes we need to take it one day at a time. That sometimes we need to not only look at the goal as a big, long-range goal, because there could be a lot of frustration. This is a parasha message that goes out to different people working in different areas, with those that are sometimes who are struggling and have it a little more difficult. And if our goal is to solve the problems, so we can't always say that we've solved the problems. But if we have that ability to realize that Avraham Avinu not only made each day count, but understood that each day is a life in itself. Ba Bayomim, there's very specific in those words, that each day counted for Avraham Avinu, and each day was a success for Avraham Avinu, and that was enough that he was able to go on. It wasn't only the crowning jewel of his entire life, but life is made up of successful days, each day taking it one day at a time. May we all be zeiche to truly be there for everyone else, to be able to hear what they're saying, even if they're not telling it to us, and to be able to realize our successes, even if they're not in the big, with loud trumpet success, but rather the day-by-day successes that eventually equal up to the large success that we all hope for. Wishing everyone a restful and uplifting Shabbos.